In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 29th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1287. Joe Biden called for a constitutional amendment to reform the Supreme Court, pressing Congress to establish 18-year term limits and a binding enforceable code of conduct for the court's nine justices. In an op-ed, Biden wrote that no one, including a justice on the Supreme Court of the United States, is above the law, adding, "What is happening now is not normal, and it undermines the public's confidence in the court's decisions, including those impacting personal freedoms. We now stand in a breach." Biden also called for a constitutional amendment to limit the Supreme Court's dangerous and extreme decision to grant blanket immunity to presidents for crimes they commit in office. A constitutional amendment requires two-thirds support from both chambers of Congress or a constitutional convention by two-thirds of the states. Ratification requires support from three-fourths of state legislatures. House Speaker Mike Johnson called Biden's proposals an effort to delegitimize the court and said the plan is dead on arrival in the House. Meanwhile, Donald Trump told Christians, "You won't have to vote anymore if he wins in November." During the Turning Point Believers Summit, Trump said,
"And again, Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote."
When asked to clarify his statements, a campaign spokesman said Trump was talking about uniting this country and bringing prosperity to every American, as opposed to the divisive political environment that has sowed so much division and even resulted in an assassination attempt. Trump has previously refused to rule out abusing his power if he's reelected and has said that he would not be a dictator upon returning to office except for day one. Republicans, meanwhile, dismissed Trump's statement as a joke and said that it's just a classic Trumpism. The Harris campaign responded to Trump's comments, saying, "When Harris says the election is about freedom, she means it," adding, "Our democracy is under assault by criminal Donald Trump." And finally, Trump promised to fire the Securities and Exchange Commission chair, Gary Gensler, on day one, and make the United States the crypto capital of the planet and the Bitcoin superpower of the world by picking crypto-friendly regulators if he returns to the White House. He also proposed a strategic national Bitcoin stockpile and a policy to keep 100% of the Bitcoin the United States government currently holds, which amounts to about 210,000 Bitcoins. Trump said, "If crypto is going to define the future, I want it to be mined, minted, and made in the USA," adding, "If Bitcoin is going to the moon, as they say, it's going to the moon, I want America to be the nation that leads the way." The price of Bitcoin, meanwhile, fell by more than 1% on Monday. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.